Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Seen this before.
What?
Hang on.
Perfect time to tell her what the fortune teller told me in Byron. So you know when I went to Byron, I got like my star sign read where she pulled loads of these cards out like she was playing 21. On the card that she gave me, she said the relation's ready to move to the next step. The card had a moon on, and the moon was that far off from being a full moon. And I said, clicked, this is the next step.
Next step? Oh, my God. Is he about to propose?
I want to put it in your because we haven't done that yet, and that is the next step for the on the ass.
Me. I thought he was about to propose. Not trying, sick of me. That is not going in.
Why can't you use that? Why can't you use that, Jim?
I swear you're trying to ruin me. I swear you're trying to ruin my dream.
You can have the bleep out then.
I knew it was bad. I knew it was going to be bad. I knew it was going to be bad.
Stuff like that is the reason why Out of Context is not in the podcast this week, because two weeks ago, we did the podcast and the main quote was...
you found the kids. That's because my...
And I was like, I literally thought this morning, I was like, I don't want that to be a thing. I don't want that to follow me around.
What do you mean follow you around? I said it. You were appalled. It was just... I love that. My favourite thing we've ever done is the 2-second gap between when I said that and your reaction. It was just, you just went, what?
He's bummed the kids. You know, the funniest thing is that you later in the podcast, Adam Johnson comes up in conversation and you start talking about, look, when someone's done something, they've done something, can't you just let it go? Which is the total opposite of the line you said. welcome back to the Jaffin podcast. James and Flav for now. Crying early doors. Didn't expect that.
Can we talk about Spurs?
What a difference 2 weeks make. Absolutely ridiculous.
Mad, isn't it? We didn't record last week.
We had a quick chat on Skype for Patreon, but nothing big, so we can kind of... But it's the stuff that I would maybe... You'd do on a Skype and I'd get you to repeat. You'd be like, oh. But now, you'd be like, let's talk about it.
I'm all in.
Yes.
You know this. I'm all in. I can't believe it. I spoke to Sam for another Patreon podcast. I spoke to Sam from United Peoples the other day. And to this morning, actually. And he said... You can't have Mourinho as your manager and not, in the first instance, just completely fall head over heels. He said he just has that about him because everybody hates him until he's your coach. And then you're like, I love this guy. And I fully appreciate this is going to blow up. I understand that. But I'm like, it's like having a 10 out of 10, right, in front of you who absolutely loves things that mostly men like to do in the bed, right?
Right.
So he loves that thing. And I'm censoring for you.
Yeah, well done. And there's people fuming now. Hang on, you go.
She loves getting it in the bum, right? And she's And you know that you're not going to sleep with her and do that because you know that a year down the road she's going to go crazy. She's become mental.
Yeah,
she's going to do it because it's great, right?
She's going to keep soiling herself.
Yeah.
About 2 months.
You don't feel like like
but
you
for
know,
that 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, it's you're definitely... Right now, he's a 10 out of 10. He loves Amy.
We'll talk about that more in a second. First of all, smash that like button. It's bloody working, isn't it? 24K the last one. 1.8K. 1,800.
How many
watched
the last episode?
Nearly 25K, yeah.
25, 50,000. Yeah.
So he's working. Oh, he is Jack, working. Jack says, currently on 1.5k likes, Jimbo, something's happening here.
The last time you said that was about QPR.
I know.
Nothing's happening.
God, no. Key Hat Kurt, don't forget to smash that like button. Can we hit 2k likes? Go on.
Have we ever done that?
No.
Oh, good.
Never. You'll see that there's nothing in the background. That is because the winner of the Kicking the Balls prize has been won. So that is going out to the lucky winner very soon. That was announced on the Patreon. It was a Patreon member, so
Matt,
you guys don't need to know Matt Simpson.
Matt Simpson. So I know Matt. We didn't fix it actually in the end because the bloke who thought that the bloke
he's who you wanted to give it to,
he thought that I was actually trying to fix it for him. He thought that he was like, "Oh, what happened?"
I
was
like, "No, I wonder when you're right."
I said, "Like James too principled. He wouldn't allow me to fix the prize."
Yeah,
but Matt has won. He is a Fighting Cock patron, as it happens. And he's a Spurs fan, but he's done a lovely thing. His next door neighbour has a little boy who supports Liverpool, and he's going to give it to him as a Christmas present. Is it lovely though? It's a bit weird because it's almost too much for next door neighbour's kid.
Yeah.
So and the dad's going to be like, "What's his game?"
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, hi guys.
Jimmy Fixel.
I've brought this for your son. It is a bit.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, and it's like that's the way sexual predators work, isn't it?
That's such a sad world we're living in.
They
now,
give
though.
Big gifts well, no, too no. soon.
So hold off on that. Just to say, Kicking the Balls, we have a discount code that you guys should go and enjoy. There's going to be another prize for patrons as well, which we don't have right now, but it's one that Flav is going to like. And it's, let's just say it's special. It's a special one. Let's just say that.
Oh,
okay?
Right. Yeah.
So just in time for Christmas, you can get that. But if you want to get a present for people, then nice. It is really nice. If you want to get a present for someone, Kicking the Balls, the link is in the description. Use our discount code because it makes us look good as well.
What's the discount code?
10%. It's James and Flav loves porn. 10. I think that'd get old, but you'd seem to enjoy it every single time. Top comments from last week, Adam Brown. Don't normally comment, but this might be the best piece of content I've ever consumed.
Jesus. Well, you've been living in a cave.
Dave Howarth. Bravo, lads. 23 likes on this. Bravo, lads. Wasn't expecting to shed a tear at the end there.
This is about the...
William Armstrong. This might be the single greatest pod you guys, or perhaps anyone, has ever done, almost entirely because of Shark Fact You. Beautiful.
But it wasn't even our work.
No, it wasn't. No.
Do you know, I got a message from a mate of mine. He helps me do the Fight Cock socials. And he goes, "I'm a bit weird, but I bought you a present." And I was like, "All right, have you?" He sent me a picture. It's Shark Top Trumps. It's great. Can't wait to get it. We'll have a game.
We bring it up. Yeah. We'll have a Shark Top Trumps. That segment. That'll be coming. You'll be getting a Shark Fact later in the pod. We've got home wins or home runs. As you will find out.
Did he respond
later in the pod? I don't think he did.
Because I watched it back.
I actually laughed.
Yeah, I watched it back and I thought that came across as we were being quite mean.
It's funny.
It was
Some things cross. You know, you and people like
I'd do it
cross
again.
A line. You go, "You crossed a line." It wasn't that, but you did cross a line. Like, it wasn't a big line. It was a really thin line that you can come back to.
I would do it.
You did cross it.
I'd do it again. I'm just saying. It was
right. Okay.
It was,
home wins and. And yeah, we're talking football, obviously, as well, because you're happy to talk about it now. And there's been a million different sackings. Finally, just to get through all these last bits and pieces. Where is it? New Jeff and Lovers debut comment, Taylor Bernard, first time commenter. I used to really dislike Flav after he came on Red Men TV and had like a knob. What? I've always liked James from his time on the kickoff. I thought I'd give this podcast a whack when the first one came out, and now I can't get enough. I love hearing Flav's weekly takes, particularly on sharks and VAR gimps.
Good.
So there you go.
Good, that's nice. I brought him round. But I don't remember. Yeah. I don't have ever been at like out on Red Men. I'd act like a twat on Ball Street content because I could, but
yeah, it's on your own terms.
Yeah, I wouldn't go on. I don't think I ever like Chris Patrick sometimes watches. So I wonder if he knows what video he's talking about. I think Chris would back.
Oh, there was one where you got. I feel like there was one preview where you kind of went for it.
Did I?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care.
What on Ball? No, it might be in the Social Club a couple of times. I got a few comments about people not liking me then. Yeah.
Why? I think Dow or
yeah, maybe.
Okay, William Lambert
forced to go up to Liverpool.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
How good, it was brilliant. Love Social Club. Bring back Social Club. Bring back Social Club's not coming back.
Wait, well,
someone, because someone commented on it the other week. I don't want to get into this, right? It's not coming back. Like, it ain't.
It might.
Right? Chill.
No, it might. It might. Just keep believing. Sometimes your dreams will come true.
It's not coming back. Okay.
Why are you breaking this? Like, it's not. Santa Claus it's going,
to who?
To people that love Paul Machen.
Okay. Yeah. And well, then he's got his own channel and he's doing very well. 100K.
He's doing cracking it.
Doing very well.
I know, Paul, if you are watching, not probably ain't. I'm really sorry I didn't forget to contribute to your, because I forgot. So yeah, it's just an actual apology.
Okay, William Lambert, James Flav. I've been a long time viewer way back from the summer of 2016. I've never felt the urge to comment, but sitting here on a bed on a Sunday night after a heavy weekend on the booze, laughing uncontrollably at your sharp themed rendition of Coldplay, I feel there is no better time to make my debut in the comments section. Can't help but feel this is something I will look back on in years to come with overwhelming fondness. Love the pod. Will. P.S. I'm not normally this soppy, but I felt a deep urge to comment. Also, if it doesn't get read out, then it will have been a waste of time and my moment will have been ruined. That's the only reason why I've read that out, William, because drunk comments... I'm not about that. Like,
look, bring it on.
Give us a drunk comment. That's the thing.
Yeah. And then edit. Then what I want, though, is I want you to come back the day after and do the little edit comment and go, I'm so embarrassed.
Or just explain what you actually meant, right. But without the kind of drunk filter on. But yeah, if you're drunk or high watching this podcast, please leave a comment and explain exactly how you're feeling at this time. Could be bad, could be good. It's a new bit.
It could be a new bit.
Drunk comment.
I've also, there's a Christmas theme bit later.
Don't do one of them things where you're pretending to be drunk and you're pushing the wrong keys on purpose. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's true. Home wins obviously come back. I've got some mad BDA actually as well. Yeah. Let's talk football then. So, Mourinho's good. Spurs are well good. Dele Alli's well good.
Yeah, you know, I used to say, like,
he's just not got it. He's just not got it.
I'll take £50 million for him. It's bizarre how... What has Mourinho done?
I think it's pretty obvious what he's done.
What's he done?
He's gone... He's gone, here's six players. Here's four players in front of him. You go that way. And Dele Alli stay in the middle near Harry. That's what he's done.
Just giving freedom to play.
He's allowing him to express himself. So that's the thing, says Martin Keown or Alan Smith. He's being allowed to express himself now. I think it's quite an obvious thing. But the risk is, it could be a good risk. They're essentially building a team around him now.
Yeah. I mean, it seems that way.
Is that fine? Is that okay? I'm not saying it isn't. Stop burping. What do you mean?
I'm very
just dead. Try. Sorry, that's on me. I should have said before we start. Are you ready to go then? Oh, yeah, by the way, can you try another burp in the podcast? Anyway, Dele Alli. Fuck me, man.
What do you want from me, Jim?
This is me. Just hold in your head.
This is me. This is back when we was in Russia, weren't it? And you went, just want you to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
Look, it's...
Are you enjoying it? I don't need your analysis. Just give me some...
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. It's because you know, we've talked about this a lot, but you're paying a lot of the time in football for those moments where things just start working well and you can really appreciate them. It's when things are just consistently decent that it all becomes a little bit boring.
Right.
Like, you can't get any highs and there are no lows. It's just like you're on antidepressants. They make you feel a little bit better and it's fine. And you're just on that slow... But a bit of this, it's good.
Yeah.
Like that, ups and downs is what life's all about.
Living and breathing,
you can't have the highs without the lows, mate. You can't go up without coming down. So it feels like at the moment we're rushing.
Are you...
And the thing is, there are frailties, isn't this? Yeah,
we're
conceding goals.
Yes.
You know,
you're 3-0 up, weren't you?
3-0 up against West Ham, 3-0 up against Bournemouth, and we got paid back twice. It never really felt like we're going to lose, but you want secure, safe wins, like 2 3-0 wins on the bounce. and everyone would be doing loops. Although it does give us that reality check, which is important
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that's true.
When we inevitably do get stuffed at some point this season. It's
and the, do you know what the good thing is?
We saw it coming.
This is going to last forever, isn't it? It's just that you're never going to lose again.
Well, this is it. It's like there's a low coming,
yeah,
and it might be against Man United, but it's fine that because there has been so many lows this year.
David Ayers with a brave take here. The fact that the ball boy technically didn't assist the goal.
So that's just been a
dick. Yeah, it's
just been a dick.
Come on, it's just been a dick. Oh, Dave, I love that. He's a proper footballer. That kid.
He sees.
I saw the space.
He's reading the ball.
He's reading the game.
That's all you can ask. Awesome. Yeah. I think it's a bit too much now. But like, let the ball boy just get on with being a ball boy now.
Yeah.
It's not too much inviting him into the players. Did you see that footage?
I think there's a period of time, isn't there? You've had your week. Now, any more high fives?
Yeah.
Any more high fives?
I think we need to cancel the ball boy.
Yeah.
Cancel him.
Yeah,
let's find some old tweets, some homophobic tweets he came up with, and let's fucking cancel him.
Imagine if someone did that. Well, that's the sad of thing, isn't it? I found the ball boy's tweets. Who's that? Who's that bloke? Grim.
That's horrible.
Yeah, so, look, did you see the video actually of the ball boy? I mean, they invited him for dinner to have dinner with the players before the game.
Oh, no, I didn't.
But it's really awkward. Like, Harry Kane's in the tournament, I went, Serge, this is the ball boy. and so it's like, nice one, cheers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's no one here, he's a ball boy. And obviously, the boy's buzzing. He goes, to be fair to him, the kid, he was like, oh, I'm with my idols and my heroes, and I got to sit down and eat dinner with him. Pasta. And then, you know, it was a lovely day. So, yeah,
do you know what the problem is? This is the problem with the modern footballer, is that they're low on personality these days, and the bulk of their interactions with children is just doing that. You know, there's like 20 ball boys, and they're just going with their headphones on.
A little bit too handsy with the kids. Some of the.
It's that, isn't it? It's like too much, yeah.
It's like
too much.
Could you imagine the ball boys in front of them? I mean, like, one of them just puts both fingers in. Just sort of pinches his nose and that. Just starts twirling his ears.
Yeah. Just a bit holding the air.
Too much Musa. Stop doing that to the kids.
Too long, yeah.
Putting his finger in his mouth. Stop. Sissoko, stop doing that.
Yeah, that'd be a weird conversation. Who has that conversation? What PR thing?
I think Harry Kane needs to work, really. Can you stop putting your fingers in the ball boy's mouth, please?
You're in a funny mood, don't we say? Yeah. So you've got Man United and perfect timing.
Perfect time for him not to drop his first point. That's what it's like. That's what happens in football. They'll turn up.
Do you think?
Of course they will. They'll turn up.
No, I think this is where the nice guys get bullied.
Good.
I think, and that's what you sold. That's what you spent your money on.
That's what I want.
You'll get a few points now, and then you'll have to take the poison later on.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll take an FA Cup win for all of that.
Well, that was. I think someone said that. Said the ultimate sort of Spursy element of all of this would be. Yeah, here we go. Dino Fantastico. Good name. Brave takes. Brave take. It would be ultimate Spursy to bring in Mourinho to finally win trophies for Spurs, and he ends up winning nothing in his first 2 years, and then he gets the sack.
Yeah,
that is the tightrope.
And not completely inconceivable. Obviously, it's quite hard to win trophies. But the fact that he's gone to every club, like he won the Champions League with Porto, fucking Porto.
He's going to be so switched on to the League Cup next year. He's going to be on that.
That's
best
the thing.
Team,
is
getting him going,
is that,
wanting it.
Is that enough? Is the League Cup ain't enough? The League Cup ain't enough. It's got to be one. It's got to be FA Cup, Premier League, or Champions League. I'm not selling Pochettino down the river for a League Cup.
But if it's
like,
got
to be worth. It's got to mean something. It's got to be worth something.
It's a bit like the FA Cup's like a starter, isn't it? And like the Champions League's like a full roast.
Yeah.
League Cup's like at a wedding when they bring stuff around. Yeah.
League Cup's an hors d'oeuvre. Yeah. It's not only that, it's like salmon hors d'oeuvre. It's not the ones you want. Like an hors d'oeuvre, and then you got the FA Cup's like a cheeseburger.
Like a cheeseburger at a wedding.
Yeah, like a slider.
Like the little one, yeah. Yeah, then, I don't know. I think it's more than that. I think that's unfair. I think it's at least a starter.
Like what?
But like a good starter, like a burrata. You know, burrata.
Burrata. Bruschetta.
No, burrata. It's like a big bit of cheese, basically.
Oh, that sounds
nice. Check it out. It's really good, actually. Mm. Often with basil and pesto and tomatoes.
Do you know what I like? I went to Christmas market the other day. I love picking up chutney that I definitely won't eat.
I won't eat it.
I buy the chutney. All good in Pembroke. When do you have cheese and crackers? When does anyone sit down for cheese and crackers? It never happens. It's like one of the things you plan to do.
Well, around Christmas time, we'll be doing it, won't we?
I feel. I hope so.
Is there anything in your cupboard that you never use but you won't throw away?
Lentils, like lentils and chickpeas, tins of chickpeas.
That's the sort of
broad beans.
That's the, you know, if there's like a nuclear bomb, that's the vegetarians. That's where they've got their lentils. At least I've got my lentils.
They're shit, isn't it? Lentils.
What have I got?
Right in the current
one. Probably.
How's you getting on with your rice? Your bucket of rice.
Do you want to see how much it's gone?
Yes, I absolutely want to see how much it's gone.
Hang on.
But they, so, what are you doing?
Let's go get.
Keep rolling. I'm a pro.
Right.
That's ridiculous, dude. It sounds like it's starting quite full.
It's got through a bit. It was right at the top, wasn't it?
So you don't eat that much rice. So why have you got
it's
that?
It's only been 3 weeks.
Yeah, but that's. Why is there a glass in there?
It's a cup for the rice. Do you put it in the bowl? For a rice cooker.
So is that one portion?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. That is one portion. That is.
Let's say you can touch my rice cup.
Sorry. The Jim.
You can.
Jim.
You can.
Jim. What
about that, it's weird.
You don't need that much rice for the amount you eat. How many of your meals contain rice? How many in a week? Do you have 4 bowls of rice a week?
At least, yeah.
That's mad.
Is that a lot? Is it?
A lot, yeah. Oh, yeah. Then, you know, not for everybody. A lot for English people.
I am English.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot for you.
Okay. It depends what you eat, isn't it?
We've eaten a lot of Pan Asian food. Yeah, we eat a lot of rice.
Okay, exactly. So if you say you're just an English person who's really into...
At most, one portion of rice a week.
Good to know. So yeah, Man United... These Spurs. How do we go to rice?
I don't know.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Before we get into all the sacking, the merry-go-round, as they say.
It's November, isn't it?
It is November, isn't it?
It's really
every single year.
Yeah, jittery. You can't wait till Christmas.
Harry Warburton's on the fret.
Too many games at Christmas, mate. If there's something wrong at Christmas, it's so much of a gamble to stay with the manager. You've got to act in November if you feel like things are really not working out.
Let's talk about it now, then.
All right.
So, the Sanchez Flores one, right?
Yeah, but they have. What's he done? He's not turning. He's brought into turn their season.
He hasn't even had a window.
It weren't working. I'm up. I like all the seconds. I think that it's like it is a brave take. If things ain't going wrong, fucking sack the manager.
Just change it.
Yeah.
Just change it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Change it.
Yeah.
Keep changing it until it ain't wrong.
Yeah.
Give me an example in the modern era where patience has paid off.
Sir Alex Ferguson.
In the modern era. That's before the Premier League started. There's always going to be one out.
Thomas Frank at Brentford. They're flying now. They won 7-0 at the weekend.
That's true.
What is going on? And they were like, oh, I'm not sure about him. But they're, because they're a sort of stats-driven company.
Yeah.
They're smart enough to go, nah, let's stick around. Stick around with him.
The XG's all right.
I think Dean Smith was having a bit of a struggle initially.
At Brentford.
But this is mad. The what?
How many games did he have?
12. I think he had 10.
It's not a lot.
It's not enough.
Did he win a game?
One, I think.
They annihilated Arsenal. They drew the game, but they annihilated Arsenal.
Yeah. And the defence was better, and they've had a few injuries as well. They've been quite unlucky.
Troy Deeney in there as well, isn't
he? But you know what? Weirdly, though, I kind of get your point. Because if that is your model, and you're stupid enough to take the job, or you need the job enough, then you kind of go, he's not going, I'm outraged. He'll go, well, you know, like, that's how you kind of got the job in the first place.
But Watford are an extreme version of this, though. They're like Chelsea without any money in terms of how often they change their manager.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
And it's worked, though, isn't it?
It has worked. In some seasons, it's not going to work. They just stay up and hope and try again.
Yeah. Because I was watching a report on Sky Sports News, and they were saying that we had sort of caught wind that there was going to be an announcement today. We're going to find out who it was, but it might be Wednesday now because maybe they're looking for. Because apparently, they were going to have a manager that was going to be just to the end of the season,
Another
and that's put off a few managers. And I'm like, end of the season.
Do you know who they're looking?
You do well when you get that far.
Big Sam. They are looking at Big Sam.
Chris Hughton, Paul Clement.
We're not sure about Paul Clement. Although he did okay. What was it? Who's he at?
Paul Clement. Did he? He kept Swansea up, didn't he?
And then Swansea.
They were nowhere.
Look, Big Sam will keep him up. He'll keep him up. And he'll probably do it to the end of the season.
Football by numbers, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, although he did say that his wife doesn't want him to, so that might be it.
Why?
Rule him out. She wants. Look, imagine this, right? Imagine this. Big Sam's wife, probably gone through a lot, right? Challenging relationship.
Yeah.
You think. Right?
Very, tea is on the table when it comes in there. There is no doubt.
Yeah, and those
no, and it's that, a look, is that if it wasn't there on the table, it's just like a... That's enough.
Yeah, like...
She just scurries off. Always wearing an apron. Absolutely. She's always wearing an apron.
And it's steak and kidney pie.
Yeah.
It's mashed potato. And it's boiled carrots and peas.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And always, either... So you've got two choices of drink, and she just knows the right one. It's either a cup of tea in a mug or a stout.
It's a stout.
If it's, you know, if it's sort of, if it's getting close to the end of
and
the week.
Thursday night is hot pot night.
Thursday night, of course. Yeah,
Hot pot night, which is really just a mix.
It's just a twist on a pie, isn't it?
Yeah. Hot pot night is also sex night in the Adidas house. 20 minutes at 8:45. Every single week.
Yeah, quarter to nine. Yeah, because he wants to be in bed by nine. But he could do the job, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he probably would. He would.
How do the contract negotiations go in those situations, though?
What
are the clauses into? Like, has it got so ridiculous that either clubs have got so much money that they don't care what the clause is when you get the sack, or it's become, because being sacked is so frequent now, it's got to a point where almost the clubs have the power where they go, well, no, we're not giving you 2 million. We're giving you a really precarious contract.
Well, I went banging on about Pochettino not being sacked because of the length of his contract. But that was without me really thinking about it, because the length of his contract was worth about £32 million. But there must have been some sort of performance clauses in there,
yeah,
which meant that they had to settle on 12.5. I think in that instance, they'd give Allardyce such a short contract that it really doesn't. There will be no remuneration if he gets sacked. Like, what would it be on? £2 million a year?
But that's it, because I think there's, if it's such a, they're all such precarious jobs now, it's just high wage, I reckon. And I reckon if the wage is mad high, that kind of, psychologically, there's always been a thing about, like, the manager should be getting more than the players.
Does it
just for some sort of kind of, autonomy.
It happened at Spurs.
It was happening at Spurs.
It is
happening.
He's on £288,000 a week.
Is he?
£15 million a year.
You'll make it back in clicks.
Yeah. And just brand. They invested in brand, didn't they? Amazon, all that shit. So it's, you know, it's a good appointment. He's coming. Trust me. Put it on.
Okay.
Lump on.
Yeah, lump on.
What about Arsenal?
Arsenal. I watched it. Good first half. Norwich. Sorry, okay, they played against Norwich and they were good first half. They're so bad. They're so bad defensively. And the entire... Say, like Spurs, you're saying you have a 6 and 4,
yeah,
right? Apologies. 6 and 4. But the 6 have good, natural defensive minds.
Mm.
That's the problem with Arsenal, is that the 6 don't have defensive minds.
And it's not like they haven't been playing in that role for their entire career. It's bizarre what's going on.
Yeah, so the first 25 minutes, they were playing brilliantly. But then there was the goal. The first goal was unlucky, but he was able to get to the edge of the box. And ultimately, the tenacity to defend of any of the key players, be it the midfield three, maybe Guendouzi a tiny bit aside, but even him, and certainly the centre-backs, that tenacity is just not there. And so it's... I can see watching it, it's a slog to defend. They're going, best go over here then. I know they're talking about transitions, but it's something within them. It really is. I've been energised by the manager, and that the way to be energised by the manager is either through the respect you have for them or the fear you have for them, because you know that they're not going anywhere. So that's why the next appointment for them is, if they really, really want it to work, they need to understand that the bulk of that team, the bulk of that defensive area of the team, doesn't have the right mindset, and you need to trust the manager to get rid of a good few of those, because it's like, it could get worse before it gets better. They're on a good run of games,
but there is no good run of games if you've got no form. That's what, so certainly in the Premier League,
it's easier banging,
yeah, of course. But you keep saying how good this Premier League season is in terms of the quality of sides.
Yeah, I agree. But
going away from home against anyone is tough. And
true.
But what I'm saying is, if you don't have the manager, you're not being motivated, as we saw at Spurs and you saw under Emery. Like, they went 8 without a win. They lost at home to Eintracht Frankfurt. You know, it's, there was something deeply wrong there. So it was correct that the manager had to go. The problem they've got is, like you say, if they can't be motivated by Emery, then how are they going to motivate by a player manager? Interim manager in Lundberg, who isn't going to be there.
Yeah,
long. And that team doesn't strike me as a team full of personality and leaders. If you're Bamiyang's your captain,
that's it for me. Like, yeah, I feel like that's lazy. If you go, I ain't got the captains, where's the leadership? Like, I think that's a bit lazy. Yeah. But watching the game, when they haven't got the ball, that sort of desire to without the ball, it's just not there. And so you saw it with the first goal in terms of how they were able to get the pitch and Mustafi going to the ball. And then I'm in the second goal, I was thinking, how is he free? And it's because, like, Xhaka hadn't got back in time, because he didn't see that danger a lot of the time.
Well, you hope he didn't see it, or we couldn't be bothered. That's worse. You know,
Or even, like, you kind of are bothered, you just haven't got the stomach for it. That's what it is. It's that. They haven't got the stomach for it. Mm. Whereas, like, Milner and Henderson, and you say what you want about them, they've got that about them, yeah.
Did you see that there are bigger problems at Arsenal than just changing the manager? And you saw that there was a report came out in the Standard that the players were openly taking the piss out of Emery. Like, that it might be funny to a lot of people, but that is symptomatic of massive problems.
Yeah. I've done a few episodes of The Process recently, if I can, because it's my channel. I can. I've got a new channel called The Process Clips, so it's just clips of it. There's going to be one every day throughout December, so if you want to subscribe to that, that'd be great. But I did The Process with Ted Knutson, who's the owner of StatsBomb, which is a data analytics company. And it was really interesting to talk to him about stats and how they've, one, affected his life a little bit, but more about what are we really looking for different things. And
what does StatsBomb do?
So StatsBomb, he initially worked with Brentford, and he was their sort of big part of their recruitment. Looking at the numbers and what you can get from those things. And so they then
work. Moneyball stuff.
Yeah, exactly, the Moneyball stuff. And I was saying, are there any things that are kind of, you know, you can be sort of certain of? And one, I can't remember the total context, but he was saying that bad eggs don't change. So if it happens once, it will continue to happen at all these different clubs. Because obviously the biggest part of his job is recruitment managers and also players. And he's saying if there is an incident, maybe Ross Barkley is one of those where, like, I think he's been fairly treated on a few of these, but when he gets himself into these few problems, he's suggesting that those people don't change, or they certainly don't excel.
A leopard doesn't change its spots.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of players in that Arsenal team that they've had their chance.
You've got a question why a striker of Aubameyang's quality ended up going to Arsenal. And that's not me taking a dig. I'm saying he wouldn't have come to Tottenham either. He should be, because that's how good a striker he is, playing for one of the very top clubs in the world, like Real Madrid, Barcelona. His moment's passed.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he should have played, but he didn't. He stayed at Dortmund, and then he came to Arsenal.
Yeah,
and why would Dortmund so?
There were some question marks over that as well, because he was quite badly behaved in those last few weeks, and you don't know the truth on that, because often the bad guy's the player, not the club.
Yeah.
Sven Mislintat, he was happy to go from Dortmund to Arsenal and take him over there.
Yeah.
So he's happy to take him. I'm not actually directing it at Bamiyang, because he's delivered time and again.
Absolutely.
It's the defensive section of the team for me that hasn't got it, because you need.
Yeah, but what if he's the captain of the club, what example is being set there? And like I say, I'm doing something that I actually loathe, in that I'm talking about stuff that I can never actually know whether it's true or not. But there's just something's not right.
But forget the talent, where are the workers? That's what's going to make it harder for them to be harder to beat, or harder to get goals against, because and that's a big part of it. If you can't They would actually be. It makes me think that Rafa Benitez is a good choice because he would get them organised. You would be, you know that he would probably have the power to go, okay, well, you're not playing.
Yeah, he'd turn them around.
And that might, and he might sort of, especially with all these younger guys that are, that seem like they've got something, or certainly have the hunger to do it. That
what
might
about
be the difference.
Nuno Santo. Oh,
he's a good manager.
That's the one I. Because it's a risk, it's a gamble, right?
But I'd go Rafa or Howe. They've got that stern element to them that I think
Eddie
would
Howe, you said that.
I like Eddie Howe. I think, he'd be
I like
I think it's time
I
for
mean,
him to
we all like Eddie Howe. We all like Eddie Howe.
What do you think about this? Leicester boss, just... Brendan Rodgers. Because he saw
why
that...
would he?
Do you know he did? The thing was
what,
weird.
Sorry,
the
we
day
talking
before,
about for Arsenal?
Tone for Arsenal, yeah. Like,
well, why would he? Why?
Well, that's it. That's literally what he says. So why would I want to leave Leicester City at this time? I'm working with a group of players who have so much potential. I gave an honest...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Just answer about how all managers have some sort of clause in their contracts, and suddenly that seems to have thrown the door wide open.
So he basically squashed all of this.
Well, yeah, he started it as well, though, because yesterday in his interview he was saying how like, you know, he has got a clause in his contract, but it's like, why are you saying that?
Just let him know.
Yeah, he just...
He's just like saying, I'm like Real Madrid, Barcelona, Liverpool, again, whatever, I'm letting you know.
I think the element of showing your colours there with him is that he's a bit of a lovey.
Oh, yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
He wants to be the Messiah, which will work when it's aligned with the right club, like Leicester right now, but probably won't.
I'm not just saying it because it's Arsenal. If I was Rodgers, I wouldn't leave Leicester for anybody right now. They've got such a good team, and they had a good team before he arrived. Talent pool there was. We talked about it loads of times about how good that Leicester side is.
Yeah.
And how many of those players now would get into any other top four side. You know, you can't separate Madison from Eriksen from Dele Alli because...
Well, I did have this here because this popped into my mind, right? Who's better, Alli, Madison or Grealish? Because I'll go out there quite happily. I'm telling you now, Grealish is the best of a lot of them. He's the best of a lot of them. He's got more experience. He's got more experience being the guy. And this is a position where you're the guy. He is... quality.
No, he is quality. I don't
think it's going back to the bad egg thing. I think he's got past that now because he's been given a responsibility and he loves it.
Definitely.
And he's
definitely,
thriving
he's
off
changed
it.
Completely.
John Terry, I think, had a big impact on him. But he needs to be in
the
England squad.
What's the question?
Who's the best player out of Alli, Madison and Grealish?
I think, right, I mean, in terms of most experience, you said most experience, but none of them got anywhere near the experience that Dele Alli has. He's played so many games for a 22-year-old, it's unreal. He played 100 league games before he came to Tottenham, so he must have played close to 300.
Yeah, 200. That's not the experience I'm kind of talking about, but
what,
I get it.
What other experience
of
you
being,
can you get
of it being
playing?
About you? Of it being about...
Right.
Of you dragging the team?
Kind of
no, can you drag the team? I don't think Dele Alli's ever dragged the team.
No, granted, I don't think he's that kind of player, and Grealish definitely is the talisman for Villa. But I don't know if you asked 100 football fans who they would take, I think maybe Alli would probably top out just because of the exposure.
Let's ask 10,000. What do you think?
24.
Well, I'm just being safe. You never know. Do you? Looks bad, doesn't it? Yeah. You go 26,000, it's like 6,000 views. I think I really. I don't know if it's because I said I liked him a while back, because I have always said I like Grealish.
Yeah, no.
But the Man United game.
I watched
and
it.
The goal.
Oh mate, I watched it and just not that. He's just
I like his socks now.
Yeah,
that's how much I like.
He look.
I'm getting into his hair.
You've got to be gravy if you're having your socks down like that, and he is.
It's got great calves.
It's not just his effectiveness. It's the little bits that you see when the way he floats past players. He's the most fouled player in the Premier League.
Well, that's such a good point, because if you're England, you're a 2020, you want to play against fouled a lot.
Yeah,
because we've got Barry Maguire up there. We've got all these guys like the set pieces from before.
Who's Barry Maguire?
Harry Maguire.
I think it's Barry. Well, Grealish needs to move if he wants to play for England.
It's tough, isn't it?
That's the rule. It's terrible. It shouldn't matter. He should actually be putting up trees at Villa. He should get more looking if he joined Liverpool or Spurs. But it's just the nature of it.
Those attacking... This is the problem for England as well, though, right? You've got... They've played with the front three the whole time. And Madison, Ali, Grealish, Foden...
Don't fit, do they, Jim?
So what are you going to do, Gareth?
Well, just carry on doing what he's doing. He's doing a bloody good job.
Love it.
Did you see this hashtag Southgate out? In the aftermath...
When?
So in the aftermath of the Joe Gomez and Sterling thing, because he dropped Sterling, honestly, there was... I thought it was tongue-in-cheek until I tweeted and said, what is this Gareth Southgate hashtag out thing? And people run back to me, the way he's handled this season, this thing with Sterling and Joe Gomez is a disgrace. It's a disgrace. What top manager would drop your best player? And I'm like, look at our goal difference. We have annihilated this group. We got one bad result, but it was 5-0, 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. What do we want?
Well, I think...
If Sterling was out of order, he deserved to be dropped. It showed a briefing. If anything, he's got the minerals to do it.
Well, it's faux outrage. Again, it's you sniffing around it, though. You're like, oh, Liverpool. The odd Liverpool fan being unfair.
No, the Liverpool fans were all on it because it was... Sterling got caught.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry, it's the wrong way around. Yeah, sorry. Oh, fair enough. That one, I'm like... it's one of those where if you're asking my opinion on it, I'd go, did I need to know about all of this? Probably not.
Yeah.
But it's not like, get him out.
So this is hashtag Southgate out was trending earlier. We must have been 4-0 up or something at the time. Ian Solo says, and rightly so, he handled the whole situation terribly, and now our current best player and possibly future legend will have to sit out of England's 1,000th game. The man is a fool. I responded and said, we're winning 5-0, Ian. He goes, I know, we're still a great side. Doesn't change the way we handled the situation was wrong. Sterling should be a part of this victory and celebration, but that's just my opinion. Fair enough, but you can't sack him for that, Ian. Of course not. But there is a risk.
Of course not.
Of course not, I know. There is a risk that he will lose the dressing room after this. And I truly believe if this squad is to manage rightly, we have a serious shot of finally winning something. I left it there.
Good call. Do you know what? I had a lovely exchange on Twitter yesterday, right? Mm. I put out a tweet going, Arsenal have dominated this game, but... And I think it was 1-1. Well, no, it might have been 2-1 at that moment, actually, to Norwich. I was like, they need someone to step up and kind of drag them through it. Who's the guy? And kind of put a poll there. And then someone wrote underneath, sorry, I've forgotten your name if you're watching this. He said, he went, what game are you watching? Arsenal control, Norwich or miles better, blah, blah, blah. I went, I tweeted that at halftime, not full time. No, full time, I would have gone, Norwich are unlucky.
Mm.
But at halftime, I tweeted that at halftime, and he went, oh, sorry. And I was sorry, my mistake. And then see that.
That's a nice way to resolve it. Often doesn't go that way. Yeah, but what are you expecting people to look at the timestamps or when you tweet? Can I just do something quickly?
Maybe I should do that.
John, just quick one. Can you come to my house at 6:30 rather than 6? Because the podcast I'm currently doing is overrunning. I hope that's okay. Cheers, John. Just have to...
Priorities. That's lovely.
Well, it's not priorities, is it? It's priorities. Treating people with respect.
Doing it again. Pochettino told Fox Sports Argentina, there are lots of clubs and attractive projects for me to take on.
Oh, yeah.
At my age, I don't need a lot of time to recover. I am open to listen to projects put before me.
Just not the Arsenal job.
We didn't say that. That's where it stopped.
That's...
Imagine. Ah! God. That pod, if this happened, the podcast would be so good. Imagine it.
No. Imagine it wouldn't be good because actually I would fall out of love with football.
What would you, yeah, how would you feel about that?
Why are we talking about this? How would you feel if someone fingered you when you didn't want them to? I wouldn't like it. Why would you watch
that? I thought you'd have a stronger reaction than that. Yeah. Can you stop that?
I don't like it.
You still do. Seriously, it's really irritating. I'm trying
to get over this. Can you stop that? Moose, can you stop sticking your fingers?
What is it with you?
Stop sticking your fingers in both ends of the ball, boy.
Why do you have to be the fucking unbearable fans? Speaking of, because Arsenal fans will be unbearable. That's the worst.
Did you not think? Do you not think that? Like, have some shame. Have some dignity. You're clamouring over.
Sorry, have which one? Shame or dignity?
Have some shame. Yeah, shame.
You said have some shame, have some dignity. Which one?
So have some shame about the way you behave and also get some dignity.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I understand why there's two opposite things. Well, they both come... Somewhere in the point is just stop being a dick, right?
Okay.
And it's like... It's fine that you want him... But just murmur it quietly to your mates. I quite like Pochettino. Right, that's fine.
Right.
Twitter going, get Pochettino in. He's the fucking answer. He's a Tottenham legend. Right. I would never ever clamour after an Arsenal legend to come and save us. Do you see how beta that is? It's a virgin mentality.
Yeah. Going back to that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Brave take. Now take this. Calmly, everyone, just think it through, right? This Arsenal squad, it's not in the right place it needs to be, okay? You need to get this right, okay? And you need to have a long run up at it. So in the middle of a season, probably not ideal. So you need someone who you can trust, possibly some sort of legend of the club, that can come in, knows the squad, knows how to sort of get them going a little bit again, with the understanding that this will end... And you will sort of safeguard the team and the squad, get it into a nice position for the summer, for the new manager, possibly a young guy, possibly the guy you want. Go and get him. You've got 6 months.
Go on, who is it?
Arsene Wenger.
Yes!
It's a fair take.
Get him back.
Nearly got the PSG job, nearly was at Bayern Munich recently. What's the difference between these two giant clubs and Arsenal? And he's had a break, he's refreshed.
What's he doing? It's an option. What's he up to?
I seriously think it's an option.
It won't cost anything.
It'd be cheap. It'd just be happy to be back.
It's happy to have a job again.
Yeah.
It's like when you get the call from Arsenal, you always pick up.
That's what he did. That was awesome.
Is that what he said?
No. That's what he would say.
Get him back in.
I seriously think it's an option.
Honestly not a bad idea.
Because you can't... They haven't got any money, this skin. So... You're not going to be able to do anything in January, and actually, you shouldn't just sort of try and put out fires with stuff in January unless you can get maybe one or two good loans. You need to go and be smart with the buyers that you know.
Could have got Mourinho though, couldn't they?
Could have done it, but they didn't have it. They went,
and then Tom went
such a chubber chump. What's supposed to do with that? Yeah. And he was like, he thought about it. And Mourinho, that's perfect. That's a chubber chump because Mourinho was like, I like Chubba Chubbs.
Oh, yeah.
But he just wants money, doesn't he? He wants dirty money. Well, he just sucks 10 on Chubba notes. That's his idea of a Chubba Chub. Unbearable fans. Joe, the woman who sits behind me constantly does my head in with those just talking to myself shouts. So that's what we're looking for with unbearable fans. With no footballing intelligence. In the opening 20 seconds of our game last weekend, one centre-back passed it to the other, to which she shouted, "Oh, we're doing this now, are we?"
It's a really...
"Oh, we're doing this, are we? Oh, we're going to waste our time." No, the goal's the other end, guys.
This is
happening at QPR at the moment. We've got like one philosophy, which is pass the ball, right?
Yeah.
So that means when you've got three centre-backs that you need to do that to make the pitch wide.
They loved it when fucking Pep did it at Barcelona. Why is it not alright for Warburton to do it at QPR?
But these dinosaurs are going, "Oh, come on." And then they whack it to try and do a crossfield ball and it gets like headed out. That's and they have the ball back.
Yeah.
It's pointless. But yeah, so I thought that was good. Oh, we're doing this, are we now? Other regular shouts include, play as a team.
Play as a team. Shit.
They're going, what did you just say? Let's go and play as a team. And look like you care.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's just like, it's
that's not... Jamie Mackey. That's what Jamie Mackey used to do.
Boy, just such
so like... the bulk of the fans were in this corner and he played right wing. So the ball was clearly going out.
He's running his ass off for it, yeah. Playing a game, mate. You've got to play the game.
Yeah, yeah. And they loved him for it.
Bill Hicks said something famous, sort of funny, in one of his very famous stand-ups. He said, like, he used to work at a job and there was nothing for him to do. And he would say that the boss would come out and go, do some work. And he'd go, well, there's nothing to do. He'd go, well, pretend to do some work. And he goes, you pretend I'm doing some work.
Yeah. But that is a big thing for football fans maybe to understand.
Yeah.
Just pretend they're caring.
Everyone.
And you'll be like, well, they gave their best.
The results haven't changed.
Yeah, they gave it the best.
Just wanted to fucking try.
Look like you care. Kieran Kilcline. The worst, most cringe thing I've ever heard from the crowd was during the Chesterfield famous League Cup run in 2006. We got to the fourth round, we played West Ham at home, scored to level the game, the crowd's buzzing, the atmosphere is amazing. Then some guy randomly decided to shout, Anton, your brother's a druggie. It was met with silence from the crowd.
Yeah, I quite liked it.
Missing the point.
Quick one. Is Lampard the right man for the job?
Spin. Two defeats on the spin. Is he the right man for the job? Yeah, I think he is.
Honeymoon period.
Pretty sure he is.
He's over.
Joy, he did in his interview, and there is no, there's no right answer. Right
now, his wife is smashing the next door neighbour. The honeymoon period is over.
Right,
Chelsea have moved on.
There's no right thing to say in an interview, but he was like, he's like, this is what I told you. I told you we'd like, you know, all the plaudits that we've had. You know, that wasn't the truth. I told you the truth was that we're crap. that's basically what he's saying with like these two defeats. Do you know what, there was a thing about someone saying about...
What defeat? I thought they drew with Valencia.
Lost to Man City, didn't they?
I don't know about it.
There was someone tweeted about goalgasms, or footballgasms, basically.
Yeah, goalgasms.
And I'll tell you what, what's his name? David Martin, the goalie, crying at the end, West Ham goalie.
Oh, yeah, because he was...
Cried out because he's West Ham through, isn't he? He's 33 years old, plays his debut.
That's
it. Alvin Martin's there in the crowd.
I thought he was like an 18-year-old kid.
Well, so did Gary Lineker. Do you ever get like... So he was the goalkeeper for Millwall and they're in the semi-final and made a mistake.
Right.
And they went out. And Gary Lineker tweeted, look, he'll learn from this. He's like
33 years old.
It's too late. I mean, goalkeepers are getting older now, but still. Anyway, I love stuff like that.
He did have a good game.
It's a proper little football gasm when he cried at the end, though. He cried because he got a clean sheet in his first game.
Oh, he's all proper West Ham, is he?
They were singing his name.
How West Ham can you be if you play for Millwall?
Yeah.
How West Ham can you be?
That's a good point. Very good point. We keep going. Declan Murphy. Worst thing I heard at a match wasn't the Spurs game this season. Was at the Spurs game this season. Someone was saying Henderson is shit every time he touched the ball. Then we tested one in. Like, this is terrible.
Smash money.
Yeah. Declan. I mean, I should read it through, but I thought it was better than that. Forget it. Esking, unbearable fans. Quick one. Worst thing I've heard from the stands was a kid yelling, he needs some milk every time a player missed a shot. Don't really understand.
That's very weird. I love it.
Getting some milk. Is that because he's not hit it strong enough? Is that like a bone thing? Need some milk.
Just get some milk. I might bring that to this. Yeah? Get some milk.
Need some milk. That's quite good, actually. Sort of confusing, like, trolls.
Yeah.
Need some milk, do you?
Yeah.
The guy's like...
I had a similar one when I was about 10, and I went to watch Spurs play Leeds. You know when you're 10, right? You're in the crowd. You don't really know what's... You don't know the etiquette of a football stand. And they're saying, we're going to win the league. Something like that. Leeds, I think it was. And I went... The only thing you're going to win is promotion. Didn't make any sense.
That's
and then bloke went to me, relegation, son. Cheers.
Your dad said
I was like, oh! No, I went with my cousin. It was me and my cousin. It was them. I was like, oh, what have I done?
Relegation.
Relegation, son. Out. Everyone heard it. I shouted it out. It was one of them quiet moments. I learned a lot that day.
That's good.
Did he come back then? Did he, Jimmy?
I didn't see him there. I didn't see him.
You've hurt his feelings.
Bit of excitement here with this week's home runs. I mean home wins, because the battery could go at any minute. You still haven't
charged any of it.
Well, it's not a priority.
Well, Jim, I think it is a priority. This is the highlight of people's weeks right now. Yeah. Literally, the highlight of their weeks is us holding tools and you doing accents.
It would seem so. Speaking of which, an American accent on its way. Home wins, home runs is amazing. I actually lulled. Jimmy, whenever you're ready, step out into the comments and let us know your thoughts on this. But we've got so many home wins these days. One thing I would like to set up, if possible, two things actually. First of all, home win song?
A home win song?
Yeah.
People want it. Someone's got to write it. They want it.
Just a thought. Not sure what's two, which song. No, probably another Coldplay track.
Fix you again.
No, not same one.
No.
No. Up to you.
I saw Spice.
Well, like, we probably need it to be.
Killer?
No income tax. No, we need something like that. We need a Cockney song, don't we?
Yeah. Well, so Only Fools
like a Blur song, like Park Life. Park Life. That would be sick.
All right.
Do it to Park Life.
Go. Do your worst.
Sebastian Rodriguez is from Chicago. So I thought I'd... So I thought I'd give it a go.
Girly, isn't it? Not really a home wins type of slipper, that.
Is it? Was that a girly slipper?
Show him.
It's a slipper, isn't it?
No, it's just like...
Unisex, aren't they generally slippers?
Not really, no. They're very, very soft. Very soft.
I mean, what is manly and what's not manly these days? Which I think is good. Just to be clear. Anyway, Sebastian Rodriguez. He's from Chicago. So I thought I'd do it I'd go for an American one. It'd be interesting to see if it's as masculine as the Cockney accent that I dominate every week. What did we do last week? Geordie, was it? I can't remember. Anyway, this is home wins. So last week, I saw a mouse scampering about my room and hiding under the radiator.
This is Sebastian Ramirez.
This is Sebastian Rodriguez. Okay.
And is a gay American? Sounds gay.
I don't know what you're talking about. There didn't seem to be a hole anywhere. So, hang on, let's go back to the start. Last week, I saw a mouse scampering about my room and hiding under the radiator. There didn't seem to be a hole anywhere, so I might have come in through the window as I like it open. Now that it's getting frigid in Chicago. Too lazy to call my landlord, I decided to create a makeshift trap for the little fucker. An old tissue box, a little stick, some string attached, and a small piece of cheese and salami later, I had a perfect contraption set up next to the radiator. I sat at the edge of my bed as still as possible while listening to... trying to be a bit more manly here. I sat at the edge of my bed as still as possible while listening to football on my headphones and staring intensely at my trap until the little fucker couldn't help himself anymore and went for the delicious assortment I had set up for him. Brackets, or her, or they. Not done.
Nice.
A quick tug of the string and I had it under the box. However, I had no plan on what to do after. I put a book on top to make sure the mouse would not escape, went out to get the thickest piece of cardboard paper I could find, slid in under the box, and I was able to successfully transport the mouse back out into the freezing cold where it could die a cold, cold death or find its way into someone else's house.
Yes.
Home runs. Hashtag home runs.
Did it say home run? I don't know. I'm not...
Get it. No?
You get it, girlfriend. I prefer the Cockneys. Go back as we go to the Cockneys.
Okay.
But well done.
That's one go at home runs. That was home runs.
That's home runs. Wins,
yes. For our American listeners. Right, Matt Lesnar.
What if I just fucking drilled that in your fucking head, Jim? What about like that? Fucking die, can't it?
Yeah, I mean...
Fucking die.
People won't get their podcast, would they?
Fucking die.
Right. I win. Mate, Lesnar, got me thinking. Home wins, hashtag home wins. What's over there? Hang on. Hashtag home wins, got me thinking. Can you have a hashtag away win? Being a Spurs fan who hasn't actually had an actual league away win for almost a year, Now, can you go to someone else's ass, sort something out on the sly, and get a credit for it like a smug bastard? So I'm opening that up to the people right there. Can you offer up an away win?
Good.
John Jeffrey. Hashtag home wins. Right. Right. My girlfriend used to live with her sister and her sister's fiance. Let's call him Big D. A super handy bloke, always working on home projects and fixing things.
They make me sick, them people.
Yeah. It used to make me furious when my girlfriend needed help with something and I couldn't fix it.
He's basically, he's just flopping his cock on her shoulder. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. It's okay, I'll get this. I'll just get Big D to fix it.
Fucking smash Big D's fucking skull.
Makes you angry, doesn't it? Yeah. Why do you always hold it that way?
Because that goes into the fucking skull, yeah. Doesn't it? And then crack it back.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sam, who's fucking boss?
Good for the CPM. So one day, I went to their house and he was working on the kitchen sink. I asked him if he wanted help and he said, nah, you're alright. Which you're kind of happy with, aren't you? Because you can't do any more damage to yourself. It is also
and you're his little fucking weak assistant.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't know what's worse, really.
Yeah. All right. Just don't offer.
Yeah.
It's like Big D.
Yeah, well, I'm not into that. after a while, he couldn't figure it out. So while he took a break in the other room, I thought I'd give it a shot, even though I know nothing about plumbing. I got lucky and was able to fix the leaky sink all because I found a loose nut at the back. It was great hearing Big D tell the woman of the house it was me who fixed the sink, not him. I know, hashtag home wins is celebration of accomplishment.
Yes!
But that one felt like a hashtag away win against the top six rival.
Beautiful.
Hashtag away wins.
Love it. That's the best one we've had.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Nah, this, the flush in the uni. That was brilliant.
No, that was good because Big D was flapping his big dick around there. And he's gone in and sorted it. Oh, I see.
Let me just tell you, I'm just going to panic. Okay. Dan, hashtag home wins in our uni house this week. A mate closed the door and a handle came off in his hand. Locked in the living room. No problem. Got the screwdriver out the cupboard. 5 minutes later, I was walking around the house like a big dog. Just a quick one there. And this guy's written it in Cockney. Douglas Stewart.
Good.
Which makes it hard to read, actually. Oh, no, it's not. Sorry, that's another one, which will be coming in a later week. Douglas Stewart, hashtag home wins. The other week, my sister gives me her laptop saying it's... So, in my head, so in your head as well, just imagine, so it's sister. So, imagine this lad's 12, the sister's 11.
Right. 12.
Yeah.
All right.
So, the other week, my sister gives me... It talks exactly like that. Okay. Dougie. Talks exactly like that. So, 12-year-old Dougie, his 11-year-old sister. So the other week, right, my sister gives me her laptop and says it's not switching on. She assumes I can fix it because I own a PC, so I've got it for Christmas. Isn't it? So I'm clearly some sort of tech wizard. Anyways, I'll give it a classic hashtag. Anyways, I'll give it a classic. Can't make any promises, but I'll see what I can do. And she leaves it on my bed and goes. Hours go by and I've forgotten about the laptop. But as I go to get out of bed, I kick the bloody thing on the floor and it makes a loud thud. I scream, shit! Alerting my sister, who comes running through. She asks, what happened? And I go, I've just been tinkering and I've got an electric shock. Did well there.
Did
well,
yeah, saved it.
Anyway, I go to turn it on and by some miracle, lights are already on. The laptop is now seemingly perfect, either just from her being stupid or the fool actually did something, but I am now a hero and was given £10 compensation for my 2 hours of work. Long story, but I feel it was worth it. Great part of it, as always.
I love
Dougie. Cheeky home win for you.
Good work. £10, that's £5 an hour. That's fucking blow minimum wage.
Yeah.
Cheaply.
Yeah, well, don't spend it in a bad way for him. He's 12. They're not bad for a 12-year-old. So to put it out for the rest of the Christmas period, can we have some Christmas wins? That can be dealing with in-laws. It can be food options. Any Christmas wins would be good. Shark news.
I once took loads of magic mushrooms on Christmas Day.
How'd it go?
Good. I wouldn't advise it. I thought my arms were really long. I was chopping vegetables that were tiny. Swings and roundabouts.
Were you cutting up someone else's dinner?
No, I was tasked with chopping the vegetables, weren't I?
That's weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, sea dog facts. Of course, that's what sharks used to be called.
Sea dogs.
Yeah. Right, we're on to 12, I think. Weird things that... No, we've done that. 13. In 1977, Happy Days author Fonzie Fonzarelli. Jumped over a penned... Jumped over a penned-in shark while on water skis, giving birth to the expression jumping the shark to describe a desperate dramatic measure by a TV show. Didn't know. That isn't poor.
No, that's really good. You've heard of jumping the shark, right? It's just like... It's when you do something that's too much. You've jumped the shark. It says drawn in, pen-drawn shark.
In-penned? What do you mean? As in, no, penned in.
Over like. A penned-in shark? Does that not mean drawn in?
No.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
No, I think you're right. Penned.
Let us know.
Either way.
40. I'll give you another one quickly. There are at least 400 species of shark. Wow. That can be placed into 8 groups, and new ones are being identified all the time. Of this large number, only about 30 species are known to attack humans. So what's the fuss? Particularly the great white, tiger, bull, mako, and hammerhead sharks, of course. Most sharks are completely harmless. That's your fact for
do
me.
Do one more. Just leave them on a high.
Well,
just leave them on a high. 6.
For every human killed by a shark, humans kill 2 million sharks.
That's you, you pricks. 2 million. You know the worst one is the shark fin. I've told you about this.
Yeah, for the what the soup thing.
Shark fin soup, and it has no nutritional value. It has no flavour to the soup.
Nonsense.
It's a show of wealth in Pan Asian culture.
Do you want to tell the people to stop tweeting you about sharks?
No.
Fine with it.
I enjoyed it. I did get tweeted last week. That basically every time a shark makes the news or a video of this shark called Deep Blue, I think it's called,
yeah.
It's not a
male shark, is it? It's like a pregnant one.
Pregnant female shark. No, it's not giving us some information.
Because you messaged me, that was hilarious. I just got a message about the amount of DMs I've
sharks. Unreal. Unreal. I had to tweet the other day. I went, thanks everybody, I have seen the shark.
Yeah, that's right. And then, like, was it the James and Flav fan page, right. Twitter?
Flav has seen the shark.
Flav's seen the shark, guys. Just give him a break now. Very good. We finish up with some BDA. Let's get back on the BDA train again, if we can, if you need some advice.
Big dick advice.
Then we're here for you. But I saw this from a couple of weeks ago, and it turns out we're saving lives, which I think is just wonderful.
Okay.
Obviously, we've had our ups and downs with catfishes.
Yeah. We've had two.
We've had two.
Did you never come back with a...
Oh, yeah, you didn't do that. Stings, as I realised.
You put so much work into bagel guy.
That really stings.
And like,
I can feel it right now.
I'm just angry. It's like, look, the thing is that they have given us content, whether it's real or not. Listen.
We're better.
Listen to me. Listen to us, right? This is all.
Have some shame. Have some dignity.
Have some shame and have some dignity, right? If you string us along, like we were strung with Bagel Guy, that we got stung back in the day by a young lady called Dottie Foster.
I mean,
turns out it wasn't a lady.
Literally, piece of poo on my shoe, but Bagel Guy hurt.
Wait.
Sorry.
If you're planning on stringing us along, right? Firstly, I'll come in your house and fucking put his head through your fucking hammer, right? Put your head through the hammer. Put your head through this hammer. The other thing is we're going to ask you to take a picture of yourself holding a spoon, right? And that's not something you can find on the internet from someone else that someone else has done. All right? If you tell us some bollocks, we think it's bollocks, we're going to ask for a picture of you holding a spoon.
And you better deliver.
If you don't...
Someone actually added me, I think they added you as well, it was tweeted about someone from the Monarchy's Twitter account had to go, look, this happens every single year, the Queen is not dead, blah blah blah, and then he just retweeted going, well, let's see a picture of her with this building.
did someone say that?
That was so good.
Was it from us? From our fans?
Yeah, from our fans. They texted
us. Beautiful. So I haven't seen that. That's why I love this shit.
Yeah, man.
Let's see her a picture of holding a spoon.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine the Queen did it.
Same as Schumacher. Let's get a picture of Schumacher holding a spoon. if he's not, if like, I think
he can't hold a spoon, can he? He's brain dead, pretty much.
Yeah, he's a vegetable, isn't he?
Yeah.
And that's why they hold him. They want to maintain his brand value. That's what they want to do. I see you.
So can I?
Just let us see him. Okay. This is the hill I'm going to die on. What's happened to Schumacher? Where is he? Is he being abused? Are you abusing him? Are you putting your finger in his mouth?
You jump in the shower. Jeffin saving lives. Here we go. Jesse Hutchinson. Just checking in, lads. We have a lady at work who's on the older side, brackets, mid-50s. She's just split up with her partner and is on the prowl for a new man.
Shit, son.
Unfortunately for her, she's a little gullible to the point where she's unaware of online catfish. She was talking to this bloke on Instagram who told her he was... told her he was working for in Antarctica.
Alarm bells.
Apparently, he's a scientist. Although, if you were in Antarctica, you probably are a scientist.
Fair true. Or an explorer.
Yeah. Already seems a bit fishy. Well, yeah, because he's in Antarctica.
Yeah, because a lot of fish there, don't
you? She only has one photo of him in the gym working out in a windbreaker.
Of course.
Don't know about that bit. Using the brilliant knowledge from you lads, and I think actually it was Tanvir, wasn't it, to be fair, the big dog, I gave her an idea of how to catch this catfish. I asked her to message him for a picture of him with a spoon. She had no idea why she would ask for that, but now she has an amazing skill that will save her loads of heartbreak. It's been 8 hours since she messaged him. Fair to say, I think this proves he's dodgy as fuck. You guys are saving people's lives and hearts. If he comes out of the woodwork with a photo, I'll be sure to show you guys.
Oh, absolutely. I love the pod. Absolutely. I just honestly want, like, that's so good because he's like, or she, or whatever he is, right? On the other end, he's like, she wants to see a picture of a spoon. And he's like, there'll be a slow realization that he's checkmate. He's like,
I just want
to Photoshop a spoon or fuck, whatever. I'm done, aren't I? I'm done. The ruse is over.
Can you... That would be interesting, though. Can you selfie and... Can you take a selfie and put a spoon up? You probably can.
You mean if there is... If you're using someone...
So take a picture of someone doing a selfie.
Put a spoon in.
You could just put a spoon in there.
Mate, we are finely tuned to sniff out bullshit Photoshops.
Okay. I think this could be a thing. If you feel like you've been catfished, let us come along for the ride. Because it's good fun.
Yeah. If you feel like you're being catched bit, then we'll engineer this situation.
We'll analyze the
evidence.
We'll
talk it through with you. Yeah. And, you know, we'll let you know. If you feel like you're being catfished, talk to Jaffin.
Indeed. Right, that is your podcast for this week. If you're still listening and you're not a Patreon member, just $3 and you could win the Kicking the Balls prize. Go buy a present for someone if you would like to and use our code 10% off. Flav's got to go. That's a good guess. He's literally just walked off. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Subscribe, like, of course. See you next week.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.